We welcome you to the Living Waters International Ministries in Dublin, Ireland. It is a place where we come together to fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ, to worship and praise God. Living Waters Church exists as an extended arm of the Lord, helping the helpless, giving hope to the hopeless, building lives that are broken, and healing the sick in the name of Jesus. Enjoy the message.
You are worthy.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you because of this wonderful time that we are coming to hear to your word. It is our prayer, Lord, that you will give us your revelations, because the Bible says that secrets are for you, but revelations are for your children. I therefore, Lord, speak for revelations this morning. There are some brokenhearted in this house. Lord, I speak that as we go out today, there shall be healing flowing. There shall be laughter. The Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. May this be the day of our joy, as we hear Canaan to your word. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. I'm so glad, ladies and gentlemen, that I can co-share the pulpit that belongs to Pastor Nick and Pastor Shanks. It's not a joke. It's grace. And it is for this reason that I'll talk about grace this morning. Oh, glory be to God. Last week, the man of God was, as we were commemorating the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, the man of God was sharing with us on the resurrection, and the Spirit of the Lord also gave me the same revelation that I can bring it to you even before I move on to the subject that I have called grace. And the revelation that God gave me also comes from the book of John, chapter number 24, verse number 6. The Bible says that it was early in the morning when the women, after the Sabbath, went to the tomb of Jesus Christ. They brought some aroma, the spices and the perfumes to baptize the body of Jesus Christ that was in the tomb. And the Bible says that as they reached the tomb, there appeared two angels, and they spoke to these women to say, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" Amen. In other words, the person that you are looking for is no longer in the tomb. He has resurrected. Now, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me to say, resurrection means change of position. Amen. Resurrection means change of position. Now, the Lord spoke to me to speak to you to say, there are some people that will always look for you in usual places, but because of the power of resurrection, the angel of the Lord is speaking to them that you are looking for the right person, but at the long press. That's resurrection, the change of position. People will begin to look for you among the poor, but they will not find you there. Because people will always look for you in usual places. People will look for you among the sick, but they will not find you because of the power of resurrection in your life. Change of position. People will look for you in pubs, but they will no longer find you in pubs, because you are now saved by the power of resurrection. People will look for you among the womanizers, but they will not find you in such a group, because of the power of resurrection. Changes the position. Talk to your neighbor, say, resurrection changes position. People will look for you among the financial strugglers, but they will not find you there, because there is a change of position. That's what we call resurrection. Glory be to God. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. You know, even as I am speaking this word, so shall it be in our midst, according to the word of the Lord. Because the word of the Lord is always yes and amen. And it is a guaranteed yes. Let me talk to you. When God says, no matter how many people can come against you, the word of the Lord becomes the final word. And in fact, God is a dictator.
When he speaks, he speaks. No one can say no. When I talk about God as a dictator, you can refer even to the devil. Because there was a time in heaven when the devil wanted that there should be multi-party democracy in heaven. That people should be voting for someone to be in power. And there's a time, because the devil was a good singer, he wanted the angels to give him power to vote for him to become God. And God said, I don't share my glory with anybody. Because I am the dictator. I reign forever. From everlasting to everlasting. And this is the God that I'm introducing to you. He is called the sovereign God. Or in other words, he is called independent. Which means that he does not consult anybody when he wants to do something. Because God is independent. Talk to your neighbor, say, God is independent. If God could consult your neighbor, I tell you, your neighbor could say, God, start with me. But because God is independent, he begins with you. He is sovereign. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter number 1, verse number 26. That's where our subject of grace is coming from. Luke chapter number 1, verse number 26. When God is for you, it doesn't matter how many people are against you. Even if it is a multitude. When God is for you, you are a victor. It doesn't matter. No matter how big a mountain can be, there is no any mountain bigger than our God. No matter how tall Goliath can be, there is no Goliath taller than our God. He is a giant. Luke chapter number 1, verse number 26. Verse number 26 of Luke chapter number 1, the Bible says, talks about the birth of Jesus. In the 6th month of Elizabeth, pregnancy. I'm reading from NIV. In the 6th month of Elizabeth, pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin place to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words. Ho, ho, ho. Glory be to God. And wondered what kind of greeting this might be. May there be a great greeting in your life. That you should be even wondering what type of a greeting this might be. Now, verse number 30, thou said, but the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. May someone find favor in the eyes of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. From verse number 1. That's the vision of Paul. The vision that Paul had. The Bible says, verse number 1 of 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to the visions and the revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things that no one is permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I will not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say. Verse number 7. Or because of these surpassingly great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I'll boast all the more. Verse number 10. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Amen. May the Lord bless the leading of the word. Some people get surprised with me. A young boy like him
release this heavy voice. The heavy voices that is greater than him. Now, when you are anointed, the voice changes. When we chat, it's just a casual voice. But when you stand on the podium, this is a dangerous podium. According to the Roman Catholic tradition, there is a podium of Pope, which is called a cardinal, or sometimes they call it a cathedral. Now, when Pope is speaking to his people outside the cardinal or the cathedral, people can ignore his voice. But whenever Pope stands on the cardinal or the podium that is called the cathedral, there is no single person who can say no, whatever Pope has said, according to the Roman Catholic tradition. Now I am standing here as well, as the Son of the Living God. No devil can say no to whatever word that I am going to speak, in the mighty name of Jesus. When I am saying you are blessed, you are blessed indeed. No one can say no. This is the highest position. There is no any higher position than to be the Son of the Living God. I don't even admire in my life to be called the President of the United States of America. So long as I am the Son of God, I have the highest position. Hey! That's why the Bible says, to them that have been given, that have received him, they have been given the power to become the children of God. John chapter number 1, verse number 12. You are the child of God. That's the highest position. Luke chapter number 1, we have just laid about a story of the virgin birth of a man by the name Jesus. It's a miraculous birth. Now, the virgin birth of Jesus is not only believed by Christians, or is not only recorded in our holy book, the Bible, but it is also believed by other renowned religions in this world. One of the people, or one of the religions that believes in the virgin birth of Jesus, though they use the Bible, but these brothers of ours called the Rastafarians, they also believe that Jesus was born by the Virgin Mary. After they smoke and do their dread, they still believe he was born by the Virgin Mary. We also have great religions like the Orthodox. They also believe in the same, that Jesus was born by the Virgin Mary. And not only that, but even our fellow brothers on the other side of the religion called Islam, they also believe that Jesus was born by the Virgin Mary, and that it was even announced to Mary according to the Holy Quran, Surah chapter number 3 of the Holy Quran, verse number 45. There is a message that goes to Mary, and in the book of Quran, she is called Maryam. And she has a special book in the book of Quran. For those people that have been Muslims, you may agree with me. Not only in Surah chapter number 3 verse 45, but also Surah 19 verse number 19 of the holy book of Quran. They believe that Jesus was born by the Virgin Mary. And they also believe that there was an announcement that came to Mary concerning the birth of Jesus Christ. Only that the difference is what the pastor talked about last week. One of the differences between our religion and other religions is that we believe that though he was born, he died, and he resurrected. That's the only difference between religion called Christianity and other religions. Now, even for the Muslims, they lead a belief that Jesus was born by the Virgin Mary, and it was announced to Mary of this miraculous birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he is called Isa according to the book of Islam, and they believe that he, even though he was born in such a miraculous way, he is not the Son of God, but he is just a prophet. This is according to their belief. Now, I have come to one of the great understandings to say that we according to
how we understand him, we make him to be what we may want him to be to our lives. It depends on the level of your understanding. You can make him to be a healer depending on the level of your understanding. You can make him to be your promoter depending on the level of your understanding. They have made him to be just a prophet depending on the level of their understanding. We have made him to be not only the Lord or the prophet, but to be the prophet, the Messiah, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, depending on the level of our understanding. It's a grace that we have such an understanding, that we can not only know him as the prophet, but even higher than that, may he be the healer in your life. You can make him to be whatever you want him to be to your life. To the accountants, he is the one who might have applied the fish and the bread. To the architects, he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. To the doctors, he is the healer. You can make him to be whatever you want him to be to you. Now, this is just a historical background of the miraculous birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it was announced to Mary that you shall have a child. And Mary said, I am just a virgin. How shall it be to me in such a way? Biologically, it is not supporting me to have this child because I don't know a man. But let me tell you, sometimes when God wants to do a miracle, he has to break the human protocol. That's the only procedure, is to break the procedures of human beings. That's the God that I know. And the God that I know will begin to break the protocol that has been there. That the protocol to say only the educated people will get the highest positions. But God comes and breaks such protocols. When God wants to do a miracle, he breaks the protocol of human beings. I remember when Jesus one other time was in the boat with his disciples, when they cried out unto him, Lord, we are dying, when the waves and the storms were coming. The other time, the same Jesus was walking on the water. He broke the protocol, the law of gravity, the law of mass, to say that anything that has no volume must not float on water. When God wants to do a miracle, he breaks the protocol. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Now the Bible says that Mary said that I'm just a virgin, but the announcement still came to her to say it is not coming from a human being, it is coming from the highest office. And the highest office has ordered that you must bear this child in your womb. You must get this child in your womb for 9 months, though you are a virgin, because the Bible says that you are highly favored. Now, the word highly favored signifies that there are some levels of favor that we may pass through. To say that you are highly favored, it means that it is a distinguishing factor, or it is becoming like different from any other favor that we may know. To the extent that the angel of the Lord is speaking to Mary that you are highly favored. In other words, you have reached another extent of grace, which is different from any other level. Therefore, you are highly favored. Now the Bible says that when this was announced, even Mary could tremble, because it was an announcement that was coming from the highest office. Now, in line with the word highly favored, the Spirit of the Lord gave me a revelation to say there are what I divided into two apportionments of grace. The first apportionment, I may call it as common grace. And the second apportionment, I'll call it as uncommon grace. Now, in my first apportionment, to say that you are highly favored as illustrated in the Bible, which means that there are different levels of such grace. Now, the Bible says, now, according to this apportionment, when we look at the word common grace, for some of the people like our pastor that have gone to the Bible school, they may try to argue, or they may try to bring in a number of factors that brings about the word common grace. Common grace, when we talk about the common grace, this is the grace that is just applicable to everyone. It is shared. It is more shared. It is the grace of God for everyone, for believers and for non-believers. And common grace brings about common results. because common sense brings about common results. Now, some of the good examples of this shared grace is what we call the grace of provisions or the grace of ability. The grace of provision is applicable to everyone, whether you are a Christian or you are an unbeliever. As long as God is God, He provides to everyone the necessities of our daily undertakings, of our daily lives. According to the book of Luke, chapter number 6, verse number 35 to 36, the Bible says that He is good to everyone. He is even good to the people that we call our enemies, because He is our God. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 44, the Bible says He even provides the sunlight to everyone. Wizards also benefit from the same sunlight. Witches also benefit from the same rains. When we say this is cold weather, even wizards and witches will also be in the same weather that we have, because the common grace of the Lord is applicable to everyone, regardless that you are a Malime Christian or you are an Animalime Christian. It is just applicable to everyone. Are you hearing me, ladies and gentlemen? Because just God is just very good to everyone. David said in the book of Psalm 145, verse number 9, that he is just very good to everyone, to all mankind. This is what we call common grace. Grace of provisions. God will provide food to everyone. We will provide the power or the ability to everyone. And in fact, we may see that even the non-believers may have many harvests than the believers, because God's grace is applicable to everyone. And sometimes we begin even to ask so many questions. Why is it that we pray, we fast, we tithe? But why is it that the non-believers are the very first people that are getting the very first good things in lives? God's grace is applicable to everyone. This is called common grace, grace of provision. The second type of grace is called the grace of knowledge. The grace of knowledge, the intellectualim, the grace of knowledge. Grace of knowledge is also applicable to everyone, regardless that you are a Christian or you are an unbeliever. You know, God has provided to each and every person knowledge and intellectual power. And in fact, the people even that don't go to church may be knowledgeable than the people that go to church. It's happening. This is practical. That we have seen that the people that even don't know the Holy Ghost are getting better results in Christ than the people that know the Holy Ghost. Because most of the time, the people that know the Holy Ghost, they say, "No, I am not going to read, because I depend on you, Holy Ghost. Not when I sit on my examinations, oh Holy Spirit, reveal to me." Now the Holy Spirit will come to you and say, "I will only reveal to you page number 1 and page number 2, because that's the only chapter that you read in your books. But for the rest, I will not reveal to you," because He reveals to the things that you have read. Grace of intellectual is applicable to everyone. Now, in the Bible, according to Acts chapter number 17, from verse number 22, the Bible says that Paul was in Athens. And in Athens, he found a group of people that were called philosophers. They were great people, great thinkers. And the Bible says that Paul went to preach the gospel to these people, to the Athenians. And he found these people called the Areopagus, which were very knowledgeable people. And the Bible says that they were in the church and they had a placard in the church that was written to an unknown God. So these people were in the church, but they were worshipping a God that was called unknown. But they were very wise. They were very wise people. But they were worshipping a God that was called unknown. Now to this, I remember one other time the Spirit of the Lord also gave me a revelation that we have four types of people in life. First group of people, these are the people who don't know. And they don't know that they don't know. They don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. These people are called fools. And these people are in the crash of what we call the secular humanism. These are the people who say that they don't believe in God because God does not exist. In fact, the Bible says that to everyone is given a measure of knowledge. The measure of understanding. Romans chapter number 1. We are given the measure of knowledge. Only that because of our sin, we begin to deny our God. To say that God does not exist. These are the people who don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. Now, the group of people that Paul made, they are beggars. They are in such category. Now, the second group of people, these are the people who don't know, and they know that they don't know. At least these people are wise, because they know that they don't know. So they come to say, I know that I don't know. At least they are wise. And the third group of people, these are the people who know, but they don't know that they know. Just wake them up. They are just sleeping. You know, such type of people, when it comes to examinations, multiple choice, who is the president of the United States of America? They know that they know that the answer might be Obama. I think it should be Obama. I just think. They know, but they don't know that they know. So they say, let me just guess. I should be Obama. And we find such type of people in the church. They know, but they don't know that they know. And the last group of people, these are the people who know, and they know that they know. Oh, I am in such category. May you be in such category that you know, and you know that you know. We call these people as people with faith. They believe. You cannot cheat them. They stand on the word. Even when the waves are coming against them, they still say, I know. And I know that I know. Can I hear your amen? The third type of grace is called the grace, the societal realm, the grace of creativity. The grace of creativity is applicable to everyone. What is grace of creativity? Even the secular world are more creative than the Christians. False or true? Because this is applicable to everyone. God has just given us that talent. No wonder that when they come, even because even when before we were born again, we were in the secular world. And most of the talents that we are showing here, we did them even in the secular world, because of the grace that was applicable when we were in the secular world. We have just transferred it to this present day. I remember even the Bible says that do to God as you were doing when you are in sins. Do to righteousness, be slaves to righteousness as you were slaves to sin. Glory be to God. So the grace of creativity, like the musicians, whosoever, is just applicable to everyone. This is just part of the common grace. And because of time, let me go to the last one, which is called the grace of leadership. The grace of leadership is also applicable to everyone. You know, most of the time we have been praying to say some verses that you may, maybe some of the verses that you can just write down. Genesis chapter number 9, verse number 6, the grace of leadership. Romans chapter number 13, verse number 1. Daniel chapter number 2, verse number 21. Some of the verses. Glory be to God. Initially, God planned that the people that are supposed to be leaders, country leaders, nation leaders, whatsoever leaders, should be God-fearing people. And this has always been our prayer. But you may agree with me that immediately after we put these people into power, we begin to call them Satanists. Most of the time, when we begin to pray, Father, we pray, you choose the leader. You choose our leader. But when they just get into power, we say, that one is a Satanist. The very same people that we prayed for, the very same people that we voted for, they attend to become Satanists. The grace of leadership is applicable to everyone. In fact, God wanted those people to be God-fearing, but they tend... Practically, the world is not ruled by God-fearing leaders. Practically, yes. But it is applicable to everyone. That everyone has got this grace of leadership. Much as we are leaders as church people, there are also leaders that are in the secular world who can manage things well. In fact, we have managers that are non-believers, but they are good managers than Christians who can be leaders in companies. When Christians become leaders, some Christians become leaders in companies, people begin to complain. Better this other one who is a drunkard is a good one than this one who looks to be a Christian. Because the grace of leadership is applicable to everyone. Now the question might be, why is it that God allows such grace to be extended even to non-believers? This can be the question. Now there is a solution and there is an answer. The first answer is that God makes, he just gives them the chance to have the understanding of the good things that he does to them. So that at least at one position in time, when they come to their senses, they can begin to see that there is a God by their side. It's just one of the strategies of God's salvation, that he can provide this free gift to everyone. That through that understanding, people can come to the knowledge to say that there is God. I have seen some people that were not even praying, that were not even going to church, but because maybe they had an accident and they were saving that accident, they have decided to come to the church and say, oh, I think there is God. From today, I will begin to serve him. God will do the goodness to everyone, regardless whether they are Christians or non-Christians, for the purposes of his salvation. In fact, I at this point reminds me to say, one of the time when I was just a baby in Christianity, I was praying for fire to hit everyone who is not an unbeliever. May you take your fire in the offices. Whosoever is not a believer, fire them. These are some of the prayers that we have been praying. I remember even one other time we had an overnight. We prayed heavily. Lord, may you bring down all the wizards today. We want to see them naked in the streets. And we were even jumping. We want to see them naked in the streets. When we woke up after the prayers, we did not see even a single wizard in the street. And I began to ask God, why is it that you did not answer our prayer? Because that was a powerful prayer of Elijah on Mount Carmel. And I remembered that God even spoke to me. If by the time you were a sinner, people prayed that you should die, you could have not been saved and you could have not been where you are. But because of my goodness, some people also prayed that you should die. But I sustained you. That is why you are there. And you are standing there. Sometimes we have to pray for these people, that they should just see the goodness of the Lord for their salvation. It is not just every time that we pray, bend them. The Bible says that in fact, we don't fight against powers, against flesh and blood, but we fight against powers and principalities that are in the heavenly realms. When we talk about the principalities, this is the word that comes from the word principle. Principles are laws and regulations. Everything that regulates us must be fought against. These are the things that we have to fight, not flesh and blood. Am I speaking to somebody? Can I make noise in the church? I'm coming to the end of my message now. Let me make noise now. Now, you may read Psalm 145, verse number 9. And also Luke chapter number 6, verse number 35. And the second thing is, God just wants to demonstrate his glory. That's all. He is a glorious God. And he is a responsible father. You are good examples, even in the families. As long as you are a father, whether you have troublesome children, you still become responsible for whatever they do, because you are a father. You know that God is the father for everyone. He is responsible. He said, I gave birth to every one of you, and I am responsible. That's why he doesn't even count. He can provide good sunshine even to the wizards and to the witches. after they have put their spell and they have casted their spells during the night, in the morning they get the sunshine. He's just a good God. Let's give him the praise and the honor. Let's just clap hands for Jesus. Now, in my conclusion, I conclude in this way. Are you ready for that? Yes. Now, there was a time in the book of Exodus, chapter number 33, from verse number 12 up to verse number 16. Moses is speaking to God. You know, God said to Moses, I have found favor in you. And Moses said, if you are really true that you have found favor in me, I need your presence to accompany us. If your presence will not accompany us, we will not go. Now, Moses asked this question. Now, how will it be different now from us, your children, to the rest of this world? This is where uncommon grace comes. Common grace is for common results and for common testimonies. Now, uncommon grace will always bring something that is unique. Now, Moses said, now, how shall it be different? We thank you because you are God of everyone. You provide food to everyone. You provide the rains to everyone. You provide the sunshine to everyone. But there must be a distinguishing factor between believers and non-believers. I have come to speak to you that the Lord is bringing now the distinction between you and non-believers. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Can I hear amen? Amen? Genesis chapter number 17, from verse number 16 up to around verse number 26. The story of Ishmael and the story of Isaac. The Bible says that Ishmael came from Hagar, not the chosen side of the Lord, but still more, he was the son of Abraham. And the word of the Lord came to Ishmael, and he said, God said to Ishmael, for I will surely bless you, but my covenant shall not be with you. My covenant shall be with Isaac. But for you, I will bless you. And in fact, and indeed, Ishmael was blessed. And from the generation of Ishmael came our brothers called the Arabs. They are blessed with wells. They are blessed with oil. But the covenant of the Lord was not with them. The covenant of the Lord is with the house of Abraham. I mean the house of Isaac. This is the distinguishing factor. To say, yes, for you, Ishmael, I will bless you, because I am still your God. But for my covenant, I will not make with you, but I will make with Isaac. He is the covenant child. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. May the Lord show you favor. May the Lord show you favor this week. I said, may the Lord show you favor. Not only favor, but the highest favor, which came to Mary to say, oh, you are highly favored. May you be highly favored in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, may you be highly favored. Glory be to the name of the Lord. There is a story of a woman servant by the name Esther. In the book of Esther, chapter number 2, the Bible said that she was just a slave girl from the Jews, and there was a competition to choose the queen of the king. Because by that time, Vashti, she was the queen of the 127 provinces of King Xerxes. And because she disobeyed the king, she was removed from the throne as the queen of the 127 of provinces of Xerxes. And the Bible said that there was a competition that young virgins must come in contest and win the bid to become the queen. To become the queen. And the Bible says that Esther, as a slave girl, came along with them, and she competed with beautiful women in those 127 provinces. But the favor of the king was upon Esther. May the favor of men be upon you, as the favor of God is upon you. Let the favor and the grace of the Lord be upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Even in this land of Ireland, may we find favor in the eyes of the princes, in the eyes of the kings. I want to tell someone, there is a time that we shall be fine, we shall find even ourselves in the highest places, because we are under the grace and under the highest favor of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord that is coming to us, even like we're here in Ireland. Now, when we talk about the uncommon grace of the Lord, uncommon grace of the Lord will only come for only one person. Can only come for one person at a time. In John chapter number 5, from verse number 1, the Bible says that at the pool called Bethesda, only one person was supposed to be healed, because the angel of the Lord could come and steer the water. Not so many people, but only one person can be healed. I wanted to speak in Jehovah. Can you turn to your neighbor? Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, your failures are not my failures. I have a different grace from your grace. Because most of the time they never say, you cannot make it. You cannot make it. Some other people have failed in such a way. We have a different grace. The angel of the Lord can come only for one person. When we talk of uncommon grace, he comes to see the water just only for one person. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? Some people may say, you cannot get that job. But I have come to tell you, you can get that job. Because the angel of the Lord will only steer one the water for only one person. That's uncommon grace. When you are under the highest favor of the Lord. I have a friend of mine. We work together. He used to be a waiter in the company where I am working. But I want to tell you, most of the people have been saying, only the people that have some foes are the people that are required to get into the offices. My friend has only stamp two, but he was promoted from a waiter to an assistant accountant at the Radisson Blue Hotels. He is a believer, and I said that the favor of the Lord is upon you. This is your own grace. It is different from anybody else. Let me speak to you. Sometimes we don't even need to have Irish people to get the stamp force when the highest favor of the Lord is upon us. Oh, great! Hallelujah! When the highest favors of the Lord is upon us, we will get some fall, even without making any arrangements. But I also want to speak to the people that are looking for Irish people. When the eyes of the Lord are upon you, when the favor of the Lord is upon you, you will get the Irish people. No limitation. I said no limitation. If you want whites, you get the whites. If you want Indians, you get the Indians. If you want the Spaniards, you get the Spaniards. When the favor of the Lord is upon you, no one can say no. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Even when wizards, international wizards or local wizards come together against you, you will still make it in life. I don't care where you are coming from. I don't care who is putting a spell on you. But as long as the favor is on you, as long as God says that you are under my highest favor, you will make it. You will make it. Can I hear your man? Say yes. Let me speak a word of declaration. Can I make noise? Can I make noise? Can I make noise? There is a grace of completion that is coming to your hands. There are some people, when you begin things, you don't complete them. All your plans are floating in the air. But the Lord says, a grace of completion. Grace of completion is coming on your way. It's coming on your way. It's coming on your way. I have met people in life. They begin a diploma. They begin a diploma today. Next week they say, I have changed. I want a certificate. I cannot make it in a diploma. The other time, no. Let me just do International English Language Testing System, which is called IELTS. I had a friend in Malawi. As I am concluding, he is the good example of a people that are under the spell of non-completion, non-achievement. In 2002, this friend of mine said, you know, I want to start marketing. And he started marketing. After 3 months, he told me, marketing is not marketable. So he shifted on to the business administration. After some time, he changed again. Said, no, business administration just for everyone. You know, AB is just everywhere. I've changed to accounting. So he changed to accounting. He did accounting. Before he completed, he came to me and said, no, God has spoken to me that I should become a pastor. And this is a true story that I'm sharing with you. I have to be a pastor. But before I do that, because I don't have a very good MSc certificate, I have to go back and restart MSCE. So he started the MSCE. In the course of doing that, he found a vacancy of the TTC, the Teachers Training College, and he applied and he was called for the interviews and even to start. He told me, "No, I have quitted this issue of the pastoring. I think as I am talking now, he's still moving. He's still lining up and down." May the grace of completion be upon your life. May you have the grace of completion. Oh, may you have the grace of completion. When you begin your diplomas, finish them. When you begin your degrees, finish them. When you begin your master's degrees, finish them. Every plan of your life, finish it. In Jesus' mighty name. Let me speak to the ladies. Not only men should be driving in Ireland. Not only men should be driving in Ireland. I want you ladies to take the grace of driving. May this be the grace upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? The highest favor that was upon Mary shall also be upon your life.
Let me cross my Bible.
I will not touch 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. That's all a different story altogether. The same grace. But it's just a different story altogether. But the same grace. May we stand on our feet. Praise be to the name of the living God. Let me make another pronouncement this morning. Remember that I've told you that I'm standing on the highest pulpit. There is a Greek philosopher. He's a Christian. And he's also a philosopher. His name is Talmud. Talmud said, since he was born in life, he has never seen anybody lifting the sun from the rising to the setting. God does it for himself. And Talmud made a pronouncement and said, the Lord is going to deal with your life in the same way. People will just be watching you how you are rising. They will not even have a hand on you. They will try to touch you. You will be untouchable. So they will just be watching you. Let me speak to our uncles, our sisters, and our brothers that have said we cannot help you. The Lord will lift us just like the sun. Without the hand of man. From the rising to the setting. Let the people begin to watch how the Lord is going to bless us. In fact, David said in the book of Psalm 23, for he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and he anoints my head with oil. May God begin to prepare a big table for you, even in the presence of your enemies. It is going to happen here in Ireland. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your grace. Receive your grace. Receive your grace. Receive your grace. May the grace of the Lord shine upon your lives. May it shine on your faces. May it shine on your faces. Wherever you walk, walk with the grace of the Lord. Hey! People should be inviting you. Get into our car. Get into our car. Because you have the grace on your face. When you lose the grace, people will chase you out of their houses. Because you don't have the grace. But when you have the grace, you become attractive. I say you become attractive. Hey! Look to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor. Look to your neighbor. Hey! I speak the grace of the Lord this morning. I speak the grace of the Lord this morning. I speak the grace of the Lord this morning. I speak the grace of the Lord this morning. The uncommon grace of the Lord will make Pharaoh and his chariots to be drawn in the Red Sea. And the same Red Sea becomes a dry ground for the children of Israel. Whosoever pursues against your life, may he fall into the Red Sea. May he fall into the Red Sea. Whosoever pursues your life, may he fall into the Red Sea. Every devil pursuing your life. In Jesus' mighty name. That's the grace of the Lord upon your life.
We hope you enjoyed the message today. If you need prayer or would like to come and fellowship with us, Living Waters Dublin International is located at 36 Parnell Square, Dublin 1, by the Teachers Club. Starting time is 10 a.m. to 12:30 noon times. Alternatively, you could contact us on 08666-53012 or 086-3428286 or 0899-581476. Our email address is churchlivingwaters@ymail.com. You can also catch us on Facebook at Living Waters Church Dublin. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, please follow me in this prayer. Heavenly Father, I open my heart to you. I invite you into my heart. Take over my life completely. Everything that I have done in my past, that is not of God. I leave it and lay it at your feet, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. No one so worthy.